I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's John Montali, coach of the Cathedral Dons, as you get set. Coach, congratulations, first of all, for getting to this point. It's not just a given that you roll the football out on the field and get to play in the Open Division semifinal.
No, fortunately, we have some really good players and and a program that essentially kind of rolls along. So it's definitely a team effort from the players up to the coaches.
Coach, you guys played Carlsbad last year in the playoffs. Is this starting to become somewhat of a rivalry?
You know, I don't necessarily think it's a rivalry with Carlsbad. I think everybody has somewhat of a rivalry either with us or with the Avocado League in general.
Right. That's what happens when you're good.
Indeed. You know, and honestly, we look forward to playing the North County teams. We feel like we're a North County team. We would love to be in the Avocado League. Hopefully sometime in the future, you know, that can happen. So we want to play the best teams in the county, and we believe that the best teams in the county are up here in the North County.
You guys had a week off, right, before this game. How did you handle the bye week with your kids? I'm assuming you didn't handle it the same way the Boston Baltimore Ravens are handling it in the NFL by giving
no
their guys
practice.
The whole week off. You guys probably worked a little bit, right?
We did. We treated it as an opportunity to really get a head start on Carlsbad.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes those bye weeks you want to rest kids and get people healthy. We didn't do that. We're pretty healthy right now. We wanted to get an extra 3-4 days preparing for Carlsbad. Because, like I said, up here in the North County, they're prepared, good football team, and, you know, we want to be the best we can be. So we felt like those extra 3 days were going to help us.
Yeah, Coach John Montali joins us here on Gwen and Chris 97.3 The Fan. Coach, you've coached defense here for quite some time. How have you seen the game overall, the high school game overall, change?
You know, it's kind of like a trickle-down theory from the NFL. It's much more of a passing game, even at the high school level. You know, a lot of spread teams. You know, Carlsbad is kind of a tweener between a power running team and a spread team. You know, I think that's why some teams have, especially outside of San Diego, have a tough time with our offense because they don't see us, our type of offense, very often. So it's definitely become I don't know if a softer brand of football's, you know, the right term, but definitely more of a –
That's spoken like a defensive coach, though, isn't it?
He can help himself.
Yeah.
Indeed. More of a true, you know, throw, you know, passing type type team, type league. And, you know, it's – makes things interesting.
Now, as a defensive coach, how have you had to adjust to it going from more of a power running game to, you know, spreading out everybody? Or have you had to adjust?
You know, I feel like our kids are really smart. We might not be the most athletic team, the biggest team, but our kids are really smart, and we rely on their intelligence quite a bit to get us lined up right. We don't even really call a defense. We're prepared to come out against any offensive set and be in the defensive set that we want to be in based on what the offense has given us. So, you know, we kind of refer to ourselves as the fishbowl kids. We've been living in a fishbowl, myself and Sean Doyle, for, you know, 20, 25 years I've been here. We really haven't changed offensively or defensively. So we kind of take what our personnel is and try and mold it to, you know, to our basic schemes.
Sounds like the Patriots of high school right now.
I did a lot of the high school championship games when you played at the Q, and I remember yourself, Coach Doyle. I mean, I think I even did a couple of university high games. Do you go back that far?
I go back to 1993, so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
way back.
I mean, Carlsbad's,
oh, so
I
Carlos
mean,
Quentin
Cathedral's been
everybody.
Doing this whole thing forever. I want to just say, you know, congrats and my hat's off to you.
Absolutely.
And all of the high school coaches that have spent time with us, but who give of your time. This isn't like a $4.5 million job like they have in the NFL coaching linebackers. I mean, you guys really love the game. You love to teach the game. And I think this is the heart of football,
no
is
doubt.
What we get on these Friday nights. And I think you and your staff and all the coaches who listen and have been on with us, just a tip of the cap for doing what you do.
I appreciate it. It takes a strong family unit. You know, my wife is unbelievable, and you know, without the family support of my parents and my in-laws, I couldn't be doing what I'm doing. I have four kids. I'm trying to be a family man and try and do this. And it's, you know, Sean Doyle's a great guy to work for because he understands the strains, but you also have to have that family unit to back you up because you do spend a lot of time. It's not a it's not a three-month deal. I mean, it's a 12-month deal here at Cathedral.
Coach, one more question before we let you get out of here. Who are the impact players on your defense that we're going to hear our guys on the broadcast talk about a lot tonight?
You know, I think at every level of our defense, we have some great players. You know, Miles McCormick as a defensive end, both our outside linebackers, Jordan Allen and Ethan Simley, huge players. You know, our secondary is young. We actually have two sets of corners, two seniors and two sophomores. And, you know, as much as I want to take two and play them more, I can't because they all do such a great job. That's, you know, Jalen Dye and Brendan Davey, along with Elisha Lloyd and Deshaun Swafford, you know, our safeties, unbelievable players, Matt Saprenant, and I think one of the most underrated guys in the county, Nick Garena, playing free safety for us, huge hitter, more like a linebacker type mentality playing safety. So we just got a lot of guys that you know, the no-name defense. We want 11 guys flying to the football.
Well, the no-name defense was pretty good.
Pretty good.
I don't know if Tony remembers the no-name defense, but that's my defense from the 70s. That was the Miami Dolphins.
I was about to say,
defense.
You're talking about the Dolphins, right? Yeah.
The undefeated no-name defense.
Indeed.
Fantastic. Good luck, Coach. Best of luck. And thanks for having us up to Cathedral tonight. We're having a blast. Look forward to the game and wish you guys nothing but the best success tonight against Carlsbad.
Thanks, guys. Just so you know, I'm a fan of both of you guys. Well done. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate
all right.
it. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Coach.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.